This is Them, This, That, Me, and I'm here for another podcast. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about NCAA this time, women's and men's college basketball. Now, I have to admit, I don't know if it's the names that got us involved, like Angel Reese or Flaje Johnson or Caitlin Clark or Burns or Edie. I don't know if that helped a lot of people get into this March Madness this year. But it was exciting. It was thrilling. And I enjoyed it. There were some good goals, there were some bad goals. And there were some goals that just shouldn't have been made. But overall, it was pretty exciting. And I guess you can put a name to it, some of the players, it helps too. It helps you become more involved a little bit in the games. It's just like, I guess, pro football or basketball. If Lakers have LeBron James or Magic Johnson, and I know they're playing, and I think they're good players, I'm going to watch them. I guess it's the same as March Madness. And so this year, I actually got into March Madness. And I have to say, I actually enjoyed it. There were some good games, and there were a lot of games. And if you are into sports, who doesn't like it? And they were blowouts, which I don't personally like. They don't like it. Just the game itself. And so, I take that back. I don't personally like it unless it's my way or something like that. Then I like when they blow it out to me. But I guess it's personalized. You can put a name to a face because every 4 years you know somebody else is going to come into that one team. But this year, it was pretty good. It's the first time I really took time to watch it. But I have to say I respect the game. And I also respect my team. Which I don't think I had respect for March Madness, I guess, previously. But until I finally watched the tournament, well, I do have more respect for it. I mean, I had respect for it. I knew that young kids had to go to college and get up to do their sports. I had to find time to practice, study, go to school, and do all of that. This year is even better because this year, some of the players, it would be nice if it was every player, actually get to earn money. Yeah. When back in the day it was, if you even took a dime from someone, it could count against you. You could lose your whole scholarship, get kicked out off the team, or whatever the case is. And it's no longer like that. Now you can actually earn money, which is excellent. And I hope that a lot of college players are doing that. Especially with social media, it's a little easier way, I guess, for them. Whether they're well-known names, or not so well-known. So a lot of players will be able to do this and profit off this. And hopefully, when they get out, if they have to pay any college money back for their education, hopefully they'll be able to do it easily. And whether they go to pro or not, it gives them a head start. And hopefully something that they can continue and still monetize it. Now, I do have to have some issues with, like I said, the refereeing. Some calls were questionable. Did it cause an issue with the tournament? I'm sure it did in some ways, shape or form. But all in all, I think I'll be watching again next year. So it has won me over. So yeah, let me come out and let's get into some of the games right now. All the way to who won and men's college basketball and men's college basketball. Some more things right now.
It's a podcast. It's available on any app that has podcasts. So I was laughing on an episode. Do you know you want one new phone? I know. I'm mad about that, but I ain't mad at the episode. So look, you should tune in to Goodness Help Me. I tell my family, my friend, real life.
Coming down to the Final Four, they had number one UConn against Alabama, and UConn was 86, Alabama 72. And there was some good scoring in here, for the Alabama players actually did pretty good. I mean, Sears, he had 24 points. Estrada had 13 points. Nelson had 19 points. But unfortunately, they couldn't hold UConn off because UConn, Spencer, 14. T. Newton, 12. Or Bam, Carabon, 14. If I said that wrong. And had 18, and Castle had 21. And the game itself ended 86-24 with number one UConn winning, of course. Alabama, State against Purdue, 63-50. Burns, Julian Hill, North Carolina. And he done well throughout the tournament, except you have Edie over on the other side. That's a tall dude. But he does make it into the NBA. Have him play as a power forward or at the center. He's a big dude. You know, you put against Edie and you saw, okay, well, Edie was kind of dominating. Or maybe it was just a bad day for him. And Taylor, have a love. Taylor. And that pretty much all the scores. And of course, if you start players, well, you hope that somebody else steps up. And unfortunately, this game, you know, was a little one-sided. Purdue won. And they were number one. 1-3-50. Again, he was seed like place. They did excellent. Typical. Give them their kudos. Because they did excellent. They didn't make it. Purdue, you know, like I said, they got you. And that's a big dude. But congratulations to North Carolina State for making it. For great contenders. To all of them, Alabama, North Carolina State, and all the other college teams. Just went all around this year. A lot of eyes, these games. There's probably going to be some bad people who know. Yes, they didn't. Most people didn't even know. And then they were possibly affiliates, I guess. One of them, both number one teams. Back and forth. It was sorry, I guess, a little bit the whole contest. A little bit more than what you thought it would be. You have Edie, 7 points. And the boat just came. You know, so he had 5 and 4 for UConn. Oh man. Edie, and those 30 points, UConn. That came to do. Which was one of his finals. And they did that. T. Newton having 20 points. Caroline, Vaughn, Van. Sorry again if I mispronounced that name. Had 5. Spencer had 11. Castle had 15. Lincoln had 11. Biara had 9. Johnson had 4. Met with 75 points. 8. Edie, 32 points. 10 rebounds. To manage to pull. Is the national champion. Now, we can draft and win in college for the NBA. Because I'm going to get you pretty quick into winning basketball the national championship. The thing they did, they had to do a wonderful job all the way down to the things really quick. I got the Knights versus North Carolina State. South Carolina was number one. North Carolina State beat 3. They both sitting kind of pretty in the standings. Unfortunately, somebody had to miss. South Carolina won. 8-9. Carolina 4. 1. North Carolina State had 7 points. So it says Baldwin at 12 points. Downs. James at 20. Rebounds at 5. For a reason, 38-0. It was 31-8, though. And they came to try to do that thing. They did that thing. They got to the Final Four. Did that thing. Number one, four. We had UConn. Number three, 33 and 7. One and three team. Just playing each other. Well, both sides in the Final Four. They won 71 to 69. Super Bowl. Especially that was called a mess where a player had got through, drove to the basket, and they called a foul even though she wasn't hit. They did replay and there were two players around her. One of those players hit her with one of the baskets. And then the shooting foul. We'll call her. All on where Paige hit her. And she did. She go through Paige. Ball went out of definitely shouldn't come down to winning a championship. All of that. Oh, a penalty. A little silly. So, just had 17. Buckers. 17. I had 9. Marl had 14. Shade had 5. And Brady had 7. He had 23. 21. I wonder if Stokey was making up for him. She played pretty good these last couple of games. Put up really big numbers. So, I'll be interested in finding out what happens to her career. If she wanted to do the WNBA or what's going to happen with her. Because she's been playing pretty good. Walter had 8. Marshall had 5. Kay Martin had 11. Buck had 3. UConn, unfortunately, did lose to Iowa. Iowa, fortunately, had to get as I said, those are bad calls. And I don't know how to do it, because these girls played tremendous in this game. Just to get here, they all played tremendous ball. I'm not going any of these players. Did see where her defense was lacking in some scenarios where she was playing against. That was pretty much it. You know, defense was a little bit better. But really defense. You know, the player. However, not a great player. But, you know, she did also help put some of the names that helped with this thing this year and draw so much attention. As I said, some stadiums were sold out. They couldn't see her play, or most watched college game for women, or breaking records, or doing whatever she did this year. Awesome. Yeah. And so I had other players that were in the season. O.J. Johnson, Paige Buckers, those young women stepped up to the are great and doing well. And I hope that they continue with the WNBA or wherever they want to go. They really put the NCAA on the map this year. And then we get down to the national championship, which is Ivy against South Carolina. South Carolina won 87-75. South Carolina went undefeated this year, which is great to see. Really great to see. Iowa had Stokey have 11 points in this game. Clark had 30. Marshall had 6. Martin had 16. Wolfer had 12, and on the other side, you had Kitts had 11, Cardoso had 15, 17, 17 rebounds. Pat Johnson had 3. She defended the heck out of Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark did manage to get 30 points. Caitlin Clark did manage to get 31 points. So, Paul had 14, Paul had 7. T. Johnson had 19, he had 6, Lee had 9, and Atkins had 3. And South Carolina did this without their starting team. Just make you say what they have done with their starting team. Would they have made it all the way? Question. We'll never know. What we do know, South Carolina, and the national. Let's go. Here has gotten to some more awesome level. I believe that. And also, one of my favorite players when I was coming up was actually going to the city, seeing her play. It's one of my favorite things to do, to see her. She's become a coach. Yeah, I'm not going to be a coach, but I mean, if I could, I probably. She's an inspiration, and she is inspiring even as a coach. She's going undefeated. So, congrats to the Atlanta players. Congrats to the family teaching. Teaching a really good team how to be a really good national champion. Your family. Tell them to have a real big friend.